The Prop Shop.
Daddy!
What?
Hey!
What?
Hey, you one-eyed bastard, what's going on?
One-eyed bastard, that's no way to greet your friend you haven't talked to in a month.
No, so Daddy emails me the other night, or texts me the other night. I'm sorry. We're in the new age. He texted me the other night. And he's like, yeah, I don't know if I can record tonight. What's going on? He's like, I got like scalding hot jizz in my eye or something like that. I don't know. What was that you got in your eye?
Well, it wasn't exactly jizz. It was more like a steaming hot plastic. But yeah, no. I'm glad you can mock and laugh at my pain. It was fairly horrendous.
No, so what are we going to talk about tonight, brother? What's that going to be... What's going to be in the prop du jour this evening?
Well, I got something kind of cool, man. It's something we've never talked about. Have you ever heard of the term FRP, or fiber-reinforced plastic?
I have never.
What FRP is generally used for, the fiber-reinforced plastic, is if you need to make a wall and make it super strong. If you're made out of plastic, there's a chance you could warp or bend or not do what you wanted it to do. But if you added some kind of fiber inside that, it makes it super strong. It's very similar to fiberglass. You know what fiberglass is, right?
Yeah. So this would be like my daily allotted fiber intake kind of thing?
I would not recommend eating this stuff.
I don't really eat this. Okay. All right.
And so, keep it out of your eyes.
Hold on. Make a note. Baker, do not eat fiber.
Do not eat.
Okay. All right. So go ahead.
All right. So FRP is pretty cool because what you can do with it is you can... you can cast with it, which is what we've been doing. So essentially, say you wanted a very lightweight, strong plastic, I don't know, a rock or a wall. You could make your mold from silicone like you normally would. So you sculpt it out of foam, make a mold of silicone, pull that off. Let's talk about making a dungeon wall. So you would sculpt it out of foam, get it exactly how you want it, put your silicone on, pull your silicone off. And then you'd use this FRP, which is similar to fiberglass, and you'd brush this in, lay some fiber in, brush this plastic over, and you could reproduce this wall an infinite amount of times. So you could make panels for your haunt or for your house or whatever pretty inexpensively. You don't have to be thick with it, which is the value to make an FRP. You don't have to make it a half inch thick or three quarters of an inch thick or even thicker for it to be strong. You can make this less than a quarter of an inch thick, and you probably wouldn't be able to break it. So it's economical.
So are you saying this would be a replacement for the like vacuum seal panels and that type of stuff?
Sure. If you're not one of the lucky few homeowners that has a vacuum form in their house or their garage, this would be a reasonable way to simulate that. For the naked eye, you couldn't tell the difference from.
All right. You've got me. I'm intrigued.
All right, so let's talk about the process and the materials. So what you're going to do, we've already talked about you're going to sculpt out your wall. You're going to make a silicone mold that, make a mother mold so you, when you pull it off, you have it, a way for it to stay in the same position and not get all flimmy flammy while you're working on it, right? So you've got this 2-foot by 3-foot section of brick wall. You got it made out of silicone, it's laying down. The next step would be to get resin. Smoothcast 325 is a great resin to use. It's a smooth-on product. And then you're going to get...
Which you highly endorse.
Which I do highly endorse the smooth-on. What you got is you have the silicone mold laying down. By the way, we're never getting through this. You realize that, right?
We're already rambling off the tracks.
So here's what you would do. You're going to get your smoothcast 325. You're going to mix that 1-to-1. At this point, if you wanted it to be white or red or gray, you could add some dye to it. They make Smooth-On makes a product that you can dye this any color you want. So you'd mix your dye in with your resin, mix the two together, and you would take a chip brush and you brush it into the mold, and then you're going to lay the glass fiber cloth, the same exact stuff you would use for fiberglass. You can get it in rolls, you can get it at Home Depot, you can get it anywhere. It's really inexpensive. And you'd brush a little bit of resin in there, stick the glass in, and then you're going to brush resin on top of that. And you know what? That's it. You're done. Once that cures up, in about, 15 minutes, you're going to be able to pull that out. The cool thing is, for about 2 or 3 hours, it's going to be pretty flexible. So if you wanted to take it and wrap it around a column, or if you wanted to take it and bend it and make it warped, it'd be very easy to do. Lock it into that position, and when it fully cures, it's going to stay there forever. It's sandable, brushable, paintable. It's lightweight. So some people might say, well, crap, Denny, that's just exactly what you do with fiberglass. But here's the cool thing. For anybody who's ever used fiberglass in a garage or whatever, the smell is noxious. I mean, it'll knock you out. It stinks forever. You've got to wear a respirator. It just sucks. Fiberglass sucks. What's cool about the 320 fiber using the smooth cast resins is that you don't have any smell at all. It's very safe to use a pair of latex gloves, and you're perfectly safe. And it's faster. Fiberglass resin can take a long time to set up. It's tacky, sticky for hours and hours and hours. Once this sets up in 15 or 20 minutes, it's dry to the touch. You pull it off, you move on to the next one. I bet you could crank out an 8x10 wall in about 2 hours.
Okay, and now that's taking one 4x8 panel that you've made.
No, a 2x3 panel.
A 2x3?
Yep.
Okay.
So let's make it easy for Chris, for the Chris Bakers of the world.
Haunting for dummies is what we're trying to
We're going to make, instead of a 2x3, we're going to make a 2x2 section of brick wall. And I'm going to make a mold out of a 2x2. It's not going to be that much silicone at all. You're going to do a mother mold on the back of that thing out of bandages. So your whole cost into this 2-foot by 2-foot section of wall, say, is like $30.
All right.
Then you're going to take your FRP, or fiber reinforced plastic, using the smooth cast resin, and you're going to make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 2x2 pieces of wall, and then you're going to tack them to a 4x8 piece of MDF, and now you have a 4x8 wall. And it's just like a vacuum form.
Okay.
And then you're going to paint it, and it's going to be pretty, and everybody's going to love it.
And that's it. And done.
And that's it. You're done. Let's say that your swamp, the mire needs a big rock.
You know, I could probably work a rock in there.
Well, what you would do at that point is you get yourself a piece of styrofoam or whatever. You would form up, sculpt a rock. You would mold said rock. And then you would brush this fiber-reinforced plastic into it. And now you would have a rock strong enough. If you made it a quarter inch thick, you could walk on it. I like the 325 or the 327 because they are made to take tints and dyes very well. But you could also use any of the smooth cast products from Smooth On, which would be any of the 300 series resins, to the same effect. You would choose your product based on how fast you wanted it to cure. Now, there's one caveat to all of this that I should probably mention. One annoying thing about resin that fiberglass resin it wins out in is you kind of got to keep moving. Like, for instance, you can't do half this thing, walk away and come back, because you'll get some delamination. It doesn't like to stick to itself after it cures, but as long as you keep moving while it's sticky, it's no problem. Fiberglass resin, you could come back to it the next day and add on. So you kind of want to do this in small enough pieces that you can finish it all within the cure time of your resin.
I'm with you on that one.
You got it?
All right, then. So
that's it, man.
So that's it. So this was all based on your big, what is it, dragon prop? Dino prop? What are you working on right now?
We have a 40-foot-long snake-like dragon in the shop right now. We needed to figure out a way. The client wanted this product to be strong, lightweight, and they want to put LED lights on the inside of it so that it kind of glows, has like a spooky glow.
Yeah.
So we developed this process. And, you know, to be honest, I don't know if anybody else in the world does this. We kind of figured it out on our own, so it may be a thing that I don't even know about. All right. Well, you know, it's good to talk to you. It's good to talk to everybody. And I guess in conclusion, I just want to say that it's, you know, it's nice to buy a prop, but it's a hell of a lot more fun to build one. So go out and build something already.
I'm going now. Heaven help you.
Please like and follow the podcast. Stalk us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Links in the description. And help us by sharing HauntCast with all your Haunt and Halloween brethren. Until next time, stay scary.